dream, we dream, we dream, while we may. I first heard this song when I changed my job from working in an engineering workshop to go to work at St. Luke's College in Exeter. That would be about 40 years ago now. I was really in a process of change and finding myself, and I heard this song. I can't remember who played it or quite where I was when I heard it, and it struck a chord. It was part of an LP by Neil Diamond called Jonathan Livingston Seagull. This, at the time, triggered, I suppose, for me, a deeper searching. And in fact, at about that time, I went through a process of reading the Quran, the I Ching, and a number of other sort of esoteric books. Did I come to any conclusions? It was a nicer way of life than the previous life that I had understood. I can say that my opinion now is that I don't particularly subscribe to any of the religions, but that doesn't mean to say that I don't necessarily disbelieve in a God. And that, I think, is perhaps the best way, you know, that I can explain it.
Dear Father, we dream, we dream, we dream.
When I was working in engineering, it was a bit of a rougher, tougher world. A lot more crude, and the language was always very saucy. I did settle down, and I mean, okay, I'd been married for some years then, but my family was very young, and I think possibly, you know, for this study I did, I'm probably a better person, although a less religious person. I've always been fairly chilled. I rarely get angry with people. I tend to walk away from them, which in some ways is a good thing, in other ways a bad.